This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brewski.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, Robin Dreek.
I guess it's a conspiracy to what? A conspiracy to cover up that somebody else did this murder, that he went into the house and the friends killed him, or a conspiracy to cover up putting your hand on the scale and tipping it a little bit more to look like, okay, we cannot let her get away with this because look how horrible she was in this relationship to our friend. Look at how she was being horrible and trying to manipulate him about the kids and just being, I mean, I don't know. You take murder out of this. Take the whole accident out of this. Take everything out of it. And you just look at that dynamic of that relationship. And if you found out that someone was treating their partner that way, and as we see the rage that Karen Reed certainly has in those voicemails and the 50-some calls that night, I'm guessing that wasn't necessarily in a bubble. I'm guessing that was probably kind of the tone of the relationship. You would be like, yeah, she's been horrible to him. And now, look, if it wasn't for her, he wouldn't be here. And dad, I think that's where you get the, you know, fuck her type comments that he made and things of that nature. Again, not right at all. But if you're looking at human nature and having kind of some bias there, yeah, it's understandable why there would be bias there. But then again, you should also not be leading the investigation if you are that, you know, deep into this with all these other individuals.
Conspiracy of convenience. That's the kind of conspiracy. I think it was just convenient for them to target her because it served all their purposes. It was convenient because they had hearsay of someone saying she did it. Mm-hmm. That makes it easy.
Yeah.
They have some broken taillight or something plastic on the ground. Yeah. Okay, that's easy. Looks like he might have been hit by a car. Could have been her. She's drunken. Okay, that's convenient.
Yeah.
And we don't like her. That's also convenient.
Yeah. Let's go this way. And we're the ones that have the power to point things in a certain direction. And it's not to say that all that couldn't exist without her hitting him. I mean, I think she could have very easily have hit him, but they really wanted to make sure that she went down. That's kind of how this is reading to me.
Me too. These were 100% the wrong people to conduct the investigation.
Yeah.
I think the need to do this as an investigation, 100%. I mean, we have a death, a tragic death of a law enforcement officer. And you have parents that are now deprived of their son for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
That is horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And so that needs to be investigated, but not by these people. You know, and so it was assigned by convenience. Everything was too convenient. You know, when you open up the possibility for any human being to take an easy route that serves the end that they seek, vengeance against someone they don't like.
Yeah.
Unless you have a checks and balance placed in there, they're going to take that easy route. And I think early on, no one anticipated the attention this would get. And so it fell down the easy route, especially if Proctor has sway and influence over his superiors, over the people in him. It fell down the easy road of let's just let him do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now left with the mess that we're left with. And will John O'Keefe have justice? Will his parents have justice? You know, I'm hoping, but there's so much extra pain and suffering, I think, that was caused by the way it was investigated and by the trial itself. That was unnecessary.
I completely agree. Let's take a look at some of the arguments are made in the closing arguments by the defense. This is Attorney Jackson. He is talking about and debating which one I want to play here. Let's talk about the Apple Health data and what he's portraying here.
His phone, and that represents a huge problem for the Commonwealth. It shows that he took 80 steps and ascended or descended 3 flights of stairs at that time. And that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? It matches. Walks into the house, goes directly to the basement. There's your 80 steps. And you're descending flights of stairs. The big problem for the Commonwealth is he wasn't outside at the car ascending and descending stairs, wasn't climbing on top of the car. So they'll tell you, wait, don't look at the Apple Health data. Look at this other thing called Waze. But Rick Green explained that if you apply the 3-minute offset that is built into that monatomic time, it aligns perfectly. they don't want you to see that. They don't want you to pay attention. They want you to look the other way. But even more importantly, at approximately 12:32 a.m., someone holding John's phone takes another 36 steps and travels 25 meters. Why is that so important? Because by 12:32 a.m., Karen Reed was gone. She had already left the location. She left at 12:30. Trooper Guarino told you that Karen Reed's phone connected to John's Wi-Fi at what time? 12:36. It is undisputed in this case that it's a 6-minute drive on a good day from 34 Fairview over to One Meadows. She was gone by 12:30, and John's phone was taking 36 steps and logging 25 meters at 12:32 after she left. So don't be fooled. John walked into that house, after which Karen drove away, and the scientific data all prove it.
Okay, so we're saying scientific data is either this or this. He didn't have this. And if you've ever used this and then got this, and for those of you listening, I'm holding up an iPhone and an Apple Watch. Have you ever, let me ask you, Robin, have you ever noticed a dramatic difference in the accuracy between the two as far as descending or ascending stairs, steps, things of that nature?
Well, it's pretty accurate.
You think so?
Mine, it's decent-ish.
I've always felt a difference in the two because there'll be some days I won't have this on and just this. And it's like, this doesn't quite seem right. I've had it.
So between the two. So yeah. I always just use my watch.
The watch is pretty accurate.
Right.
I feel that one.
Because I exercise a lot with my watch.
I know you do. Yeah. Yeah. I should, but I don't. But I've always noticed a big difference. I've had the phone tell me many times I've ascended stairs and such when I haven't. It's kind of hard now because I have, I don't even know how many stairs in this house, far too many. But when I didn't have as many, it'd be like, oh, you went all that. I'm like, no, I didn't. I did not go up and down those stairs. So I don't know quite how accurate we can just say an iPhone is to that data. Sure, it says something. The stair thing is kind of bizarre. GPS, though, does not put him in the house. So one aspect of the Apple phone will say all these steps, but it's not going to show him anywhere near stairs. So it kind of contradicts itself a little bit. And the 80 steps, I think that can be explained outside. If you are trying to get your wits about you, if you've just been hit and you're trying to kind of come back together, you may try and walk it off a little bit. I think that that could be a possible explanation there rather than just he went into the house for sure as the only possible explanation for those steps. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, and I also my big impression about this that entire closing argument right there was what a great job of digital forensic analysis they did. I mean, that was really, using Apple Health, I hadn't seen it before. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the thing I thought was really helpful was the time that her phone disconnected from the Wi-Fi of the house as well, showing a timeline for her. Mm-hmm. I think that was probably the biggest part of it for me was that whether the ascend, descending steps and all that of his phone, what sows the seeds of doubt, remember we're going for seeds of doubt here, was the time that she disconnected from the Wi-Fi in the house and there's still movement on his phone. That to me was, all right, there's some doubt in there. Could someone else picked up his phone and things like that? Yeah, but again, when you're sowing seeds of potential doubt, that's what their job is. And I thought that they did a solid job on that, especially. So remember, every time you're presenting something to a jury, you're not just presenting that one piece of evidence. You're presenting yourself and your thoroughness of your counterclaims to the prosecution. And so what struck me on here, again, with the defense on this was how thorough, how thoughtful, how inventive, how imaginative, how innovative they were to draw out all these things. In other words, my take on this was, remember, a conspiracy of convenience and laziness is my impression from prosecution. And what you saw against it from defense was a level of into it. I mean, they were just a level of detail, a level of analysis, a level of specificity, and that I thought outweighed prosecution.
Yeah.
And so again, so take it away from just the fact of that one piece of evidence and just look at the totality of how they conducted their business and how they presented their business. That's where I think they won the argument of reasonable doubt.
I agree. I think prosecution failed miserably in a lot of places where they really could have pointed out more factual data and didn't. And it's really interesting to look at some of that. Jennifer Coffendaffer, another retired FBI special agent who's on with us every week, she's pointed out tons of pieces. So if you're anybody's interested in that, because she's deep in on that side of, what about this? Why did they talk about that? And there's a lot of it. There is a lot of it that it's kind of a mystery to me why it hasn't been put out there.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.